Your station for Blackburn Rovers.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
He's fine. He had 10 stitches just across the cheek, but he suffered a migraine, which he sometimes gets if he had a blow to the head, but we're around that area, and like I say, he walked out to watch the rest of the game after the migraine had settled down, so you know, he's fine, and he had some nice bit of bruising, nice colour in there.
I know you felt at the time it was a poor challenge. Do you stand by that?
Yeah, definitely.
He headed Grant in a split second. Could that be deemed different?
Well, if it was done with his foot, we'd be saying, oh, it was a late challenge. So because it then gets done with its head, we go, oh, it's a clash of heads. Look how late it is. So, you have to take things into this consideration. But it's gone. He's fine and he's fit and he's able to play. So that's the most important thing.
And in terms of other availability, we know that Corey Evans misses out. What about anybody else?
Foydee Keita's joined back in. So we're hoping that, you know, after the two sessions he's had with us, that he's fine again this morning. And then it's just obviously the long-term ones that are still missing.
Danny Guthrie, any opportunity of joining you at Birmingham?
Possibly, yeah. We'll see how he is today and go from there with him.
It's given you a little bit of an issue in there, hasn't it? I mean, you've got Chris Taylor fit again, and we know he can play centrally. We know Ben Marshall can play midfield. You've got Lee Williamson. So you're not out of options altogether, are you?
No, I think you're right. We have got options. The disappointing thing for us is Corey has been playing probably the best football since he's been here. And, you know, we felt at the time that the booking was harsh because we felt there was a massive foul on no back pan leading up to it, so it was avoidable. But it is what it is, and it provides somebody with an opportunity to have a good go.